It is Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. Businesses from the South shone at this year's Made in the UK, Sold to the World Awards, an event led by the Department for Business and Trade to acknowledge the international achievements of small and medium-sized enterprises. As the awards entered their second year, a range of companies were celebrated for their success in global markets, a testament to their innovation and the strength of British products abroad. With winners selected across 10 different categories, the ceremony not only honoured their current accomplishments, but also aimed to propel them towards even greater future growth and international opportunities. The awards have become a significant benchmark for British businesses looking to expand their footprint worldwide. The Ministry of Defence is streamlining its rotary fleet as they've placed an order for 6 additional Airbus H145 helicopters, signalling a move to phase out the current Airbus Pumas. These new aircraft are designated for emergency response in Cyprus and will also bolster UK military training capabilities in Brunei, focusing on jungle warfare. This acquisition underscores the MOD's strategy to reduce the complexity of its fleet by consolidating the types of aircraft in service. Airbus will be coordinating with its UK headquarters in Oxford to fulfil this contract. In a significant shift in ownership, Crondall Energy, a Southampton-based firm with a stronghold in the offshore energy sector, has successfully completed a management buyout, allowing a substantial segment of its 55-strong workforce to secure a stake in the company. Since its establishment in 2001, Crondall Energy has been at the forefront of delivering strategic, commercial, and technical services for offshore energy projects, with expertise in floating and subsea facilities that span across key locations in Southampton, Aberdeen, and London. This move is poised to inject a fresh dynamism into the company's operations, fostering an environment where employees are directly invested in the firm's growth and success on both UK and international stages. Crondall's strategic realignment through the buyout underscores an industry trend of embracing employee ownership to drive innovation and dedication in the highly competitive energy sector. Stay up to date with more by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. That's it for today. We are back tomorrow. From me, Jane, have a successful day. Goodbye.